Bobby Emmons. Music and Memories.
Hey, we're back here on the Music and Memories Show with my very special guest, Rick Derringer. Rick, I've been listening to an album that you put out a few years back called Live at Cheney Hall. It's a great album, great live album, of course, and you have a tremendous new version of Still Alive and Well on that CD. Tell us about it.
Well, when I was born again as a Christian, I became very conscious of the positive lyrics that I had written, but I also became conscious of the lyrics that I had written that didn't reflect my new born-again lifestyle. So I really wanted to change as little lyrics as possible, but on the other hand, I really wanted the songs to reflect, you know, my morals, how I feel. And so one of the first songs, my wife actually came up with the little lyrical changes on Still Alive and Well, but it says, Jesus Christ has risen up to heaven from the grave, and he's still alive and well. So all of a sudden, Still Alive and Well took on a new significance, and I have done it like that lyric ever since. And for the audience members that pick up on it, you know, maybe it's just confirmation that our God is the only one that has not died. He rose from the dead and came back, and he is still alive and well. So I play it every night in that current version. We've also done lyric changes, subtle ones to Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. I have a whole lyric that is not subtle. It's called Read the Word and Live It Too, and that's on some of my Christian music. It's on We Live. It's on Aiming for Heaven. But when I play it live, people don't notice that I don't endorse taking drugs. I don't endorse, you know, illicit sex. So I changed, once again, subtle changes, but in the end, says things that, you know, more reflect what I'm about now. So some people pick up on those subtle changes when I play it live, and some people it just goes right past them and they don't even notice. But I'm not endorsing taking drugs in that song in any way now.
That's funny, Rick. I mean, I always loved Still Alive and Well since, you know, you first did it way back when with Johnny Winter and everything, but I think the words actually make more sense now. I really do. I really think the new lyrics just add so much to the song. I mean, when I hear it, it just, you know, I said, this is what it should have been saying all along, but it just is perfect. It really works perfectly.
I agree. The old days, you know, everybody was just conscious. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That's what we wrote about. And, you know, as a born-again Christian, I realized that's not what we're supposed to be singing about. We should be singing. So we can make subtle changes in our lyrics. They really affect a major change morally.
Now, Rick, what caused you to change your life back then? I mean, was there some dramatic thing that happened?
Well, I was going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And you can read about it at rickderringer.com. My testimony is there online. But the short story is, I was going through a divorce and was praying for help. And the Lord brought me some answers right away. He said I shouldn't be going so crazy about that divorce, that in this case I was not yoked with a proper mate. And so to just let it go. And so I learned to let that whole thing go and the divorce to go through. And then the Lord introduced me. He brought me across our paths, my wife, Chanda, and he crossed our paths, and we both realized that we were more appropriately yoked. We're both Christians, and she brought me to the church where I was baptized in the river, and life hasn't been the same since.
Well, that's great. And Rick, we spoke about that tune, Still Alive and Well, and I think it's definitely apropos that we play it right now. Let's give it a listen. Rick Derringer right here on WIBG.
One and a two. Did you ever take a look to see who's still around? Everyone I thought was cool is 6 feet underground. Don't you know they tried to get me lots of times? Now they're coming after you. I got out and I'm here to say, maybe you can get out too. Yeah, yeah. Still alive and well. joy I've got to share. Make me shout, tell the world about a love beyond compare. Yeah, yeah. Still alive and well. Still alive and well. Jesus Christ has risen up to heaven from the grave, and he's still alive and well. Yeah, yeah. Still alive and well. Still alive and well. Jesus is the answer, come to set his people free, and he's still alive and well.
Still alive and well, Rick Derringer here on the Music and Memory Show with yours truly, Bobby Emmons, right here on WIBG. Rick, off of that same album, there's another song that I definitely cannot get enough of. Just love it. Tell us about Listen to the Lord.
Well, once again, that song that started out called Listen to Your Heart. And I realized then the appropriate thing was, you know, our heart is one thing, but our heart should be governed by the Lord, and we should allow that message to come through from above. And so basically that's all we did, was change the lyrics so it said listen to the Lord. And we had to make very subtle changes, but almost none after that. It was just that title thing that fixed the whole song.
Well, the tune is definitely infectious. Can't get enough of it. Let's give it a listen. Listen to the Lord, my very special guest, Rick Derringer, right here on WIBG.
One, two, three, four! Don't help me to pass the bus. Everybody's voice is screaming. just above. Everybody's voice is screaming too loud. I'm getting sick and tired of following the crowd. My mama says this, my wife says that. The boss in your head, he's a monkey on your back. So I listen to the morning tells the truth. That's the way it all starts. I listen to the morning tells the truth. He's telling me to sing it again. Listen to the Lord. He tells the truth. That's the way it all started. I listen to the Lord. He tells the truth. Woo! I listen to the Lord.
I told you it was infectious. Listen to the Lord. Rick Derringer right here on WIBG. Now, Rick, we're running out of time here, so let's get right to your big hit from 1974. Tell us about Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo.
Well, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo is just, once again, it's turned out to be one of my songs that lives on. It was recorded first on Johnny Winter and then it was recorded on Johnny Winter and Live. Then when the Roadwork album was being created, they decided that they wanted to bring Johnny out for a guest shot. And he came out with the White Trash Band, and he wanted to play Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. So once again, it was recorded. So it had three kind of major presentations in front of the audience, as well as the fact that we were all playing it live before I even had my solo deal. So when I finally got the opportunity to do All American Boy, one of the first songs, obviously, that I wanted to do was my song Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. And that's the one we hear on the radio. Whenever we hear it, we very seldom ever hear the Johnny Winter version. We hear the one that I recorded on All American Boy.
Well, it's definitely great. Let's give it a listen. Rick Derringer, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, a top 20 from 1974 right here on WIBG FM 94.3 and 1020 AM on your radio dial.
We'll be right back.
Rick Derringer, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, and don't forget the Rock and Blues Fest is happening all this week up and down the East Coast. Tomorrow night up in Bushkill, PA, and Tuesday up at the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey. Rick, I want to thank you so much for spending some time with us here on WIBG, and we look forward to the show with yourself, Edgar Winter, Johnny Winter, Leslie West from Mountain, and Kim Simmons from Savoy Brown. It's definitely going to be a great show.
Yeah, I want to invite everybody out. All these guys on this tour have been doing it for a long time. And one of the spinoffs from that is that they all have gotten very good at doing what they do. They're good performers. They're good musicians, singers, entertainers. And I just can guarantee everybody, if they want to come out and see a great show that they're not going to have an opportunity to see again, come down and see this one.
Sounds good. Rick, thanks for dropping by on the telephone with us here at WIBG. We definitely appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me today.
Rick Derringer. Hey, guys, time for me to say goodbye. I had the greatest time. If you want to reach me, you can email me at bobbywibg@aol.com and check out my website at bobbyemmons.net. Please keep all of our brave soldiers in your prayers. We'll see you guys next week. Take care, God bless, and bye-bye now.